Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Songs are supposed to be about love and romance, not protest. If protest is your game, you ought to be writing folk songs. But as usual, the Great American Songbook had some surprises up its sleeve.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Songs of protest range from a high moral peak to brutal confrontation to satire, especially of dictators and plutocrats, in the form of a mock dance that sets out to make us move to the right, but ends up raising our arms and moving to the left. It's the sort of song you're most likely to have found in a Broadway musical from the socially and politically active 1930s. Just over a decade later, Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein tackled the issue of race in South Pacific, just not head-on. Instead of confronting what they'd have called racial prejudice in the United States, involving whites and African Americans, especially in the South, they followed the United States Navy to a remote Pacific island and raised the issue between American servicemen and women and the Polynesian inhabitants. When Lieutenant Cable falls in love with Liat, he comes to see that his familiar American attitudes about race, circa 1943, need re-examining. He comes to a new and more open-minded understanding. From Harold Rome's Pins and Needles, Barbra Streisand doing the reactionary, and from Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, William Talbot, You've Got to Be Carefully Taught.
It's darker than the dark bottom. It rumbles more than the rumba. If you think that the two-step got 'em, just take a look at this number. It's got that certain swing that makes you wanna sing. Don't go left, but be polite. Move to the right, doing the reactionary. Close your eyes to where you're bound, and you'll be found doing the reactionary. All the best dictators do it. Millionaires keep stepping to it. The 400 love to sing it. Ford and Morgan swing it. Hand up high and shake your head. You'll soon see red doing the reactionary.
Don't go left, but be polite. Move to the right,
doing the reactionary.
Close your eyes to where you're bound, and you'll be found
doing the reactionary.
All the best dictators do it. Millionaires keep stepping to it. The 400 love to sing it.
Ford and Morgan swing it. Hand up high
and shake your head. You'll soon see red
doing the react.
Doing the react.
Taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
Barbra Streisand doing the reactionary, and William Talbot, You've Got to Be Carefully Taught. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Pins and Needles, a show about labor organizing, was the most successful Broadway revue of the 1930s. Its score included the variety you expect to find in a Broadway musical, but its subject matter was unusual. Sure, there were love songs, but this wasn't a show about love. How's this for a number that sounds like a jaunty love song, but soon defines the show as something quite different? Rosemary June, Sing Me a Song of Social Significance.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. I want a song that's satirical, putting the mirror into miracle. It must be packed with social fact, or I won't love you. Sing me of kings and conferences martial. Tell me of mills and mines. Sing me of courts that aren't impartial. What's to be done with them? Tell me in rhythm. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must be tense with common sense, or I won't love you.
Rosemary June, Sing Me a Song of Social Significance. Many of the protest songs in mainstream popular music don't sound like Woody Guthrie. Back in the 1930s, union songs like Solidarity Forever and You've Got to Go Down and Join the Union spread coast to coast. Pins and Needles, begun by and for the International Ladies' Garment Workers, was so successful that it moved from a union hall to Broadway. Unions, absolutely, but this is Broadway, so love, too. From Harold Rome's score, Kay Webber and Sonny Schuyler, One Big Union for Two.
I've decided the only way I can woo you is to take a hint from the AFL and the CIO.
Now you're talking, perhaps I might listen to you. I don't say that I'll say yes, but I don't say I'll say no.
Then it's not too late to negotiate.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Perhaps we can agree. I'm on a campaign to make you mine. I'll picket you until you sign in one big union for two. No court's injunction can make me stop until your love is all closed shop in one big union for two. 7 days a week, I want the right to call you mine both day and night. The hours may be long, but 50 million union members can't be wrong. When we have joined up, perhaps there'll be a new recruit, or two or three, for that's what teamwork can do. In one big union for two.
I've got some demands, you'll have to wait. Perhaps we can negotiate. Let's see, let's see, just what our terms will be. We won't have sit-downs inside our gate. We'll never need to arbitrate in one big union for two. We'll have no lockouts to make us frown, no scabbing when you're out of town, in one big union for two. Will you pay your dues? They're very light. A kiss each day, a kiss each night. Our life will be a song. For 50 million union members can't be wrong.
When we have signed up and made the grade, we'll add a member.
Union made.
Who looks like you.
And like you. In one big union for two.
Kay Webber and Sonny Schuyler, One Big Union for Two. Mainstream protest songs keep their connection to love, even if it takes form as nothing but lust combined with weariness to the point of despair. About the only weapon this woman still has is sarcasm. Like a lot of popular songs that protest, this one's from the Great Depression. From Rodgers and Hart's 1930 score to Simple Simon, Ruth Etting sings 10 Cents a Dance.
I work at the palace ball, but gee, that palace is cheap. When I get back to my chilly hall room, I'm much too tired. A beautiful hostess, you know, the kind the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums. Loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for a ticket and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors are sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes, I'm there till closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums. Loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance.
Ruth Etting, 10 cents a dance. Even though the next song is from the years right after the war, lyricist E.Y. Harburg was the most politically engaged of all the important songwriters of his time. His values infused his songs. He was blacklisted in the 1950s, but first he and Burton Lane wrote the score to Finian's Rainbow, which included this tongue-in-cheek view of wealth and social class. One of Harburg's major weapons was wit. Ella Logan with When the Idle Poor Become the Idle Rich.
Become the idle rich. You'll never know just who is who or who is which. Won't it be rich when everyone's poor relative becomes a rocker relative and palms no longer itch? What a switch
when we all have vermin and plastic teeth. How will we determine who's who underneath?
And when all your neighbors are upper class,
you won't know your Joneses from your Esters.
Let's toast the day we drink our drinky up, but with the little pinky up.
The day on which the idle poor become the idle rich.
When a rich man doesn't want to work, he's a bon vivant.
Yes, he's a bon vivant.
But when a poor man doesn't want to work, he's a loafer, he's a lounger, he's a lazy good for nothing.
He's a jerk.
When a rich man loses on a horse, isn't he the sport?
Whoa, isn't he the sport?
But when a poor man loses on a horse, he's a gambler, he's a spender, he's a lowlife, he's a reason for divorce. When a rich man chases after dreams, is a man about town, a man about town. But when a poor man chases after dreams, he's a bounder, he's a rounder, he's a rutter, and a lot of dirty names.
You'll never know just who is which. When the idle poor become the idle rich.
When the idle poor become the idle rich.
When the idle poor become the idle rich. You'll never know just who is who or who is which.
No one will see the Irish
be sure the slavin' you, for when you run Park Avenue, Cornelius and Mike look alike.
When poor Tweedledum is rich Tweedledee, this discrimination will no longer be.
When we're in the dough and off of the nut,
you won't know your banker from your butler.
Let's make the switch with just a few annuities. We'll hide these incongruities with clogs from Abercrombie Fitch.
Ella Logan, When the Idle Poor Become the Idle Rich. Intertwined with poverty, you find working people struggling to earn a decent living, and that leads to union organizing. We have several songs about a man who fought for his country, worked hard to build the nation, and now finds himself forgotten. I chose this one because the woman who loves him sings it, and that connects it to mainstream popular songs. Forget him, she says, and you forget me as well. From Harry Warren and Al Dubin's score to Gold Diggers of 1933, Joan Blondell with Etta Modin, Remember My Forgotten Man.
Remember my forgotten man? You put a rifle in his hand. You sent him far away. You shouted, hip hooray. But look at him today. Remember my forgotten man. You had him cultivate the land. He walked behind a plow. The sweat fell from his brow. But look at him right now. And once he used to love me. I was happy then. He used to take care of me. Won't you bring him back again? 'Cause ever since the world began, a woman's got to have a man. Forgetting him, you see, means you're forgetting me. Like my forgotten man.
Remember my forgotten man. You put a rifle in his hand. You sent him far away. You shouted hip hooray. But look at him today.
Got
Joan Blondell with Etta Mosen, Remember My Forgotten Man. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. No protest goes deeper than racism. These are songs by black songwriters for largely white audiences in Broadway theaters. The earliest goes back to 1905. The most recent is from 1944. It's hard to imagine the ways in which racism wove itself into the fabric of everyday life in America. Burt Williams developed a character of the Jonah Man, the hapless black man who always comes up short. It was pointed social criticism, but done with such subtlety that white audiences often miss the point. You can hear the rage beneath the self-deprecation in Williams and Alex Rogers' Nobody.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I am full of nothing and pain, who soothes my thumping brain? Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says here 25 cents? Go ahead and get something to eat. Nobody.
Burt Williams' Nobody. By the late 1920s, African Americans were beginning to write for all black Broadway revues. When a white mobster told Fats Waller and Andy Razaf to write a song about a woman who can't find love because her skin is so dark, Razaf determined to write a protest song despite his terror. From Hot Chocolates of 1928, Louis Armstrong with Black and Blue.
Cold, empty bed, spring's heart is lead, feel like old men, wished I was dead. What did I do to be so black and blue? Mm-hmm. mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? I'm white inside, but that don't help my case, 'cause I can't hide what is in my face. Yes. How would it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? Got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
Louis Armstrong, Black and Blue. We have two great songs about lynching, both from the 1930s. Abel Meeropol, an occasional songwriter, published a poem entitled Bitter Fruit in the New York Union magazine in 1937. 2 years later, Billie Holiday recorded a version that had been adapted into a song. 4 years earlier, Irving Berlin had written a blues-tinged song for a Broadway review. Meeropol's song links hanging fruit to hanging bodies. Berlin's tells the story of a woman preparing dinner when she learns that a mob has lynched her husband. Strange Fruit and Supper Time.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Gallant South, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain together. For the winter sun, for the sun to rat, for the tree to drop. Here's a strange and bitter cry.
Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit, and Audra McDonald, Supper Time. In the 1944 musical Bloomer Girl, with a score by Harold Arlen and E.Y. Harburg, Dooley Wilson plays an escaped slave who eventually encounters his former master. Genuinely shocked that one of his slaves could have run away, the master asks the slave to explain. The result is a classic freedom song, and even this early marks the start of what would become the civil rights movement. This is The Eagle and Me.
What makes a gopher leave his hole, trembling with fear and fright? Maybe the gopher's got a soul wanting to see the light. That's it. Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's it. The scripture has it writ. Bet your life, that's it. nobody like whole, nobody like chained. Don't the good Lord all around you make it plain? River, it like to flow. Eagle, it like to fly. Eagle, it like to feel its wings against the sky. Possum, it like to run. Ivy, it like to climb. Bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn or summertime. Ever since that day when the world was an onion, 'twas natural for the spirit to soar and play the way the Lord wanted it, free as the sun is free. That's how it's gotta be. Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me. We gotta be free, the eagle and me. Some it like to run, ivy'd like to climb, bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn or summertime. Ever since that day when the world was an onion, 'twas natural for the spirit to soar and play the way the Lord wanted it,
free as the sun is free.
That's how it's gotta be.
Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me.
We gotta be free.
Dooley Wilson, The Eagle and Me. During wartime, especially when the nation is united behind a war, patriotic songs affirm national values. But there have also been anti-war songs. In 1915, before America changed its mind about entering World War I, we affirmed our determination to stay out of it. After World War II ended with the dropping of the atomic bomb, one song from a Broadway musical eventually cautioned us to stop fooling with something so diabolical. Mick Maloney, I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, and from Arlen and Harburg's 1957 score to Jamaica, Josephine Premis, Leave the Atom Alone.
10 million soldiers to the war have gone, who may never return again. 10 million mothers' hearts must break for the ones who died in vain. Head bowed down in sorrow in her lonely years, I heard a mother murmur through her tears. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Dares to put a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy. Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. Cheer a mother's heart when she looks at her blighted home. What victory can bring her back all she cares to call her own? Let each mother answer in the years to be, remember that my boy belongs to me. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Who dares to put a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy? Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
Ever since the apple in the garden with Eve, man always fooling with things that cause him to grieve. He fooled with the woman, the woman had blood, and he almost washed out by the 40-day flood. But not since the doom day in old Babylon did he fool with anything so diabolical as the cyclotron. So if you wish to avoid the most uncomfortable trip to paradise, you will be scientific and take my advice. Leave the atom alone. Leave the atom alone. Don't get smart, Alexi, with the galaxy. Leave atom alone. If you want to keep riding in Cadillac car, if you don't want to surely go to heaven prematurely on a shooting star, if it pleasure your heart to keep smoking that big fat cigar, let me drive the point home. Leave the atom alone. If you want Mississippi to stay where it is, if you want to see Wall Street and General Motors continue in biz, if you want Uncle Sam to keep holding what's yours and what's his, if you're fond of kith and kin in their skin and bone, don't fool around with hydrogen. Leave the atom alone. Bad for the teeth, bad for the bone. Don't fool with it. Leave it alone. If you like Paris in the springtime, London in the fall,
Manhattan in the autumn,
with music on the mall, stop fooling with the fallout above the cosmic ball, or soon you will be fissionable material. That's right. Don't mess around, you dopes. Lay off the isotopes. Don't you fuss with the nucleus. Don't go too far with the nuclear. Don't get gay with the cosmic ray. You'll burn your fingers, lose your hair. You leave big smog in the atmosphere. You're most exasperated when radioactivated and cannot be located on telephone.
To rock and roll.
But leave the atom alone.
Bad body.
That's right.
Bad body. Don't fool with it.
You'll spoil your complexion, tie up the traffic, jam up your plumbing, lose your sweet disposition.
Don't fool with it.
Leave it alone.
Mick Maloney, I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, and Josephine Premis, Leave the Atom Alone. In 1977, on this side of the 60s and 2 years after the fall of Saigon, Don McLean offered up a bright, lively, but devastating indictment of what American life had become. This is Prime Time.
Well, this is life. This is Prime Time. This is living in the USA. Well, this is life. This is
I was riding on the subway in the afternoon. I saw
is living in the USA. Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living the American way.
Well, will you take the car? Will you take the trip? Remove annoying hair from your upper lip. What's it really worth? Does she really care? What's the best shampoo that I can use on my hair? Hey, what's the real future of democracy? How are we gonna streamline the bureaucracy? Hey, hey, the cost of life has gone skyline. Does a deodorant I'm using really keep me dry? Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living in the USA.
Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living the American way.
Well, spin the magic wheel, try to break the bank. Think about your life when you fill in the blank. Here's a game that's real. If you wanna try, one spot on the wheel that says you must die. American roulette is the game we play. This is
prime time.
This is
living in the USA.
Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living in the USA.
Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living the American way.
Well, down in Mexico, the laundry's on the line. There's where you can go if you land on the nine. Canada is nice. If you're fond of ice, if you land on the two, then we'll send you there twice. We interrupt this game for a news release. A man has gone insane and been killed by police. Now back to the game, that's a dangerous play. Cause if they see you in CUVA, you must pass away. Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living in the USA.
Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living the American way.
My supper's on the stove. The war is on the screen. Pass the bread and butter while I watch the Marine. They shot him in the chest. Pass the chicken breast. The general is saying that he's still unimpressed. We had to burn the city cause it wouldn't agree that things go better with democracy. The weather will be fair. Forget the ozone layer, but strontium showers will be here and there. Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living in the USA.
Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living the American way.
Well, living in the country, watching shadows fall. My reception ain't too good in a power stall. Bombers in the air, missiles in the sea, chemicals in everything, including me. They don't keep their promise in the promised land. It's getting mighty hard to find an honest man. But coming very soon, a show you'll die to see. It's called The End of the World on Channel C. Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living in the USA.
Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living in the USA.
Well, this is life. This is
prime time.
This is
living the American way.
Don McLean with Prime Time. Protest in this country is at least as old and honorable as the demonstrations that led to the Boston Massacre and the Boston Tea Party. Over the century since, we've affirmed our right to march, speak, write, and sing about the things we think need changing. Andrew Croucher is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. Michael Lasser's new book, City Songs and American Life, 1900 to 1950, is now available in bookstores and online.